Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 29th. More details emerged Tuesday about an auto accident that involved a Delta County school bus on Monday morning. According to the Montrose Daily Press, between 10 and 15 students were injured, but not seriously, after a pickup truck rear-ended the bus on Highway 50 north of Delta at 7:26 a.m. The driver of the pickup truck was identified in a Delta Police press release as Samuel R. Rascone, age 48, of Hobbs, New Mexico. Rascone had to be extricated from the truck and was transferred to St. Mary's Medical Center for continued care. The crash caused one lane of traffic on Highway 50 to be closed, though the road did remain open. Responding agencies had the crash cleared off the highway by around 10:30 a.m. About 15 of the 41 students aboard the bus suffered minor injuries, mostly bumps and bruises. In accordance with Delta County School District policy, officials selected a staging area, the Bill Heddles Recreation Center, where parents were able to go and make sure their children were okay. Photos of the scene posted on social media showed heavy damage to the pickup, while the bus itself withstood the brunt of the crash. Delta Police, in the press release, said that the cause of the accident is still under investigation, although alcohol has been ruled out as a factor. Charges are pending. An effort is underway in the Republican-controlled state Senate to do away with the state's health care exchange, Connect for Health Colorado, and switch over to the federal exchange. Supporters say it would save money, but with plans to repeal the Affordable Care Act over for now in Washington, things here at home are in limbo. Bensa Berkland has more.
Prior to the congressional push to repeal and replace Obamacare, we asked Coloradans from around the state to weigh in on the healthcare system. We wanted to see what's working and what, if anything, they'd like to see change.
My cost did go up this year for a plan that provides fewer benefits than it did in the previous year.
Hedda Peterson works for a local land trust in Crested Butte. She's one of the 8% of residents who purchase insurance on the individual market. She buys hers on the state exchange.
I'd like more benefits for the cost, my monthly premium that I'm paying.
I feel like I'm paying for other unhealthier people.
That's Zach Kindler, who also lives in Crested Butte. He's a 34-year-old fly fishing guide. While he's experienced some long waits and technical problems with Connect for Health Colorado, he's more concerned about healthcare costs as a whole.
I don't know what the solution to that is, but I just feel like the insurance system we have now really punishes people who are healthy.
But Danielle Grace Kopf has been pleased with her experience. After purchasing insurance on her own, the 37-year-old Carbondale resident recently switched to the state exchange.
It's actually better insurance because I'm getting federal assistance because, you know, of my income level, and it's actually a better plan. And it lowered my premium from $372 a month down to $97.
25-year-old Carly Montgomery lives in Cortez, and she feels it should be a right to have health care.
Everybody needs healthcare. We live in like this great country, but yet there's so many people who cannot have access to it.
That's an issue Ryan Corson of Westcliff says he's paying closer attention to as he gets older. The 33-year-old owns a property management company and is part of a health co-op. He says healthcare costs take up about a fifth of his budget, and while his plan is pretty good, he says it's capped at $300,000, so his family wouldn't be covered if something catastrophic happened.
You know, the statistics are kind of scary. 1 in 2 men in their lifetimes develop cancer, and 1 in 3 women. And my wife's father, he recently went through pancreatitis, and his healthcare bills were over $1 million. And just knowing that something like that could happen, we could literally lose everything.
Unlike Colorado, some states never created their own exchanges, while others, including Oregon, Kentucky, and Nevada, have moved away from a state exchange to the federal one. Here's why Colorado Republicans want to do it. Senator Jim Smallwood from Parker is the sponsor of Senate Bill 3.
Connect for Health has not proven to be successful per the intent of the original act, which was, and I quote, to increase access, affordability, and choice.
He said that in a committee hearing in February. His bill survived that initial hearing, but it still hasn't been heard in the Senate Appropriations Committee. And even if Republicans back the plan in theory, it may not pass. That's because there's only $5 million set aside in the budget for all remaining bills this session. Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert says that means any bill that costs money, including Senate Bill 3, has a high hill to climb.
We've certainly heard in years past, you know, we love what you're trying to do here, Senator, but this year, we just can't afford to do that.
Even if it clears the Senate, Democrats have signaled they would defeat it in the House, saying it's too costly and wouldn't address the underlying problems. Beyond the health care exchange repeal, lawmakers say there's still a lot of uncertainty at the federal level, which will likely halt any major health care proposals locally for the foreseeable future. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The solar industry added over 1,000 new jobs in Colorado last year and grew at a substantial pace, but it was still short of growth in the solar industry nationally. The Denver Post reported that Colorado added 1,006 new solar jobs in 2016 and grew at a rate of 20%. Nationally, the solar industry produced jobs at a 25% increase. According to a report by the Solar Foundation, Colorado is home to a total of 6,004 solar jobs, putting the state 10th on the list of top 10 states in the country with the most solar jobs. Denver County holds the highest concentration of jobs locally, followed by Boulder and Jefferson counties. The growth in jobs occurred while the state's solar power capacity jumped 70% in 2016. Roughly half of those employed in Colorado's solar industry are involved with installation. The median wage for a solar worker is about $54,000 per year. Solar jobs across the country have increased by at least 20% per year for the past 4 years. Lawmakers have reached the point in their annual 120-day session where they take up the budget. It grew by roughly 4% compared to last year, but as Benta Berkland reports, it still doesn't keep up with state expenses.
The Joint Budget Committee crafts the budget, which is known as the Long Bill. It funds all of state spending. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon is the vice chair of the committee. She says this year was especially difficult because the committee bumped up against the spending limit allowed under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. It restricts spending to inflation plus population growth. And then
we started looking at the critical needs that were emerging into this budget. The amount of money far exceeded the amount of revenue that we had available. So that was our biggest problem from the beginning.
The state constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget. To make things work, they're proposing to cut money for hospitals and reduce funding for transportation projects. They're hopeful separate bills could restore that money. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.